Good afternoon. We'll go ahead and start with questions. I won't have an opening statement.
I guess I should just add, what do you know about the special teams group that you've inherited?
Well, we played Cleveland, I think, 2 years ago, so I'm very familiar with when Coach Tabor was here because he was here when I was still in Pittsburgh, so went against him a few times there. And remember back then when we played him up here, I had a pretty good game. Biggest thing there was we always knew Cleveland was going to be a physical team, had size, and really good specialist, especially when Phil and Andy were here together, or not here together, but at their various times in their career here.
Coach, how do you view the challenge of coming in here, team coming off 0-16, and just what makes you want to be part of trying to
– Well, I'll flip that back question to the front. The exciting thing is being here, part of this city, because I know it's a football town, and I look forward to trying to flip that from a standpoint of the record. It's not a whole lot we can do about the past. We've got to move forward. The thing that excites me the most are those types of things. And, you know, just getting back into the AFC North, spent 6 years with the North Division and played them, went 3-1 against them our last time when we were in Arizona to be able to play against the division then. The excitement of the physicality of that, of this division, is something that I really missed.
What was standing out your special teams, before you got here, just in terms of, you know, some of the rankings were somewhat similar to, you know, what the Browns were last year and in previous years maybe?
Well, I think each place is different. We changed both kickers and punters last year, brought in experience in that respect. So, you know, that was a growing pains that we had to go through there. We never were able to get the return game going because, one, we were still having to use Patrick. Luckily for us, we had Patrick. But the Logan kid we had drafted last year gets hurt in the Hall of Fame game, and he had a great kickoff return, a great punt return in that game. So we were excited about that. And then through the years there in the return game, when I was south of here, we had Antonio and Emmanuel Sanders and guys like that. In the return game out there, we were in a situation where we were kind of using multiple players. So sometimes you don't get that, that guy that has all the reps and all that stuff. So, and from the standpoint of my previous, I'm proud of those guys. They played their butts off for me. The rankings are what they are. They're what they were here. We can't do anything about either one of those, so we just got to move forward and coach from there. Teaching is a big part of who we are.
Yeah, along those lines, potentially this will be a young roster again. How tough is it, how challenging is it to get young players, a lot of them who probably haven't played special teams in college, to play it in the pros?
Well, I think that's the mindset we have to take every year. It's a teaching mode for us. Don't assume anything when they come in the building, whether they're a veteran or an older player. We were the oldest team last year in Arizona, which, doesn't always equate to experience either, because a lot of those guys are veteran players that don't play on special teams. I look at youth as an excitement because, they probably got great enthusiasm, somewhat clean slate. So what you teach them is the exciting part of it, they're going to play hard, hopefully, and all those things. So I don't look at youth as a negative. I look at it as a positive because, in reality, you said the best thing there is they don't play special teams in college anymore. We had a Pro Bowler last year that never did that and was very proud of his development as a young guy coming out, as a rookie coming out. So we kind of enjoy that part of it because, again, it's a clean slate. You can kind of see them progress through training camp and all that kind of stuff to the point where you hope you get them to a Pro Bowl level.
How familiar are you with Zane Gonzalez and the season he had last year as a rookie here, and what are your thoughts on him moving forward?
I'll be a little facetious. I did come from Arizona, right? I was at Shane's Pro Day. I worked out another player there because we were not in the mindset. We had already signed, pretty much thought about signing Phil at that point in time, or going after him at least. And so, you know, knew his career in Arizona. Obviously, the weather's a lot different. You do get the wind. You don't get the snow. But, you know, very familiar with Zane. Thought he was a good player coming out. Excited about working with him here. And, again, just from his standpoint, you know, you look at what he did last year, obviously areas that he can improve on. But he showed a little consistency there. He showed a little bit of, you know, 0-for-2 versus the Jets. But I think he missed one extra point. That's a big thing for a rookie to come into this league, is being able to line up on that hash mark or in the middle of the field and make extra points. He missed that one against Minnesota. But from that standpoint, I see a lot of growth that he can do. Kickoff situations, things that where we've got to help him. You know, studying him, left hash was an issue. You know, missed the ball by a little bit. So, you know, those are three misses right there. So those are things, and just the overall mindset that guys have to go through to be prepared. That's why you don't see a lot of rookies play at the position. I was blessed to have one that set a franchise record out there, and hopefully we can get this guy to go into that way. And I know he'll work hard, you know, because coach has already told me about that. So, you know, I feel good about that part of it. So if you've got a guy that's going to work hard and willing to learn, shoot, we can go.
I don't know if
special teams coordinators have philosophies, coaching philosophies, but if they do, what is yours?
What is my coaching philosophy for special teams?
Right.
One, secure the football, be it kickoff or punt return. We've got to give the offense the football. Get a first down on punt return, which is 10 yards. Get the ball to the 25-yard line if we're going to bring it out on a kickoff return, because those yards matter. In terms of kickoff and punt, obviously punt, you want to win the net. Kickoff, you want to end, you know, win inside the 20-yard line. You want to make tackles inside the 20. Very pleased through the years of having punters that put the ball. Dave Zassadale played for me, you know, played here for years, played for me out there. Want to lead the league in sky punt situations. So field position is our next one over top of getting or right with getting the ball back for the offense. And obviously never give up a touchdown. You know, we don't want to give up touchdowns, and we don't want to give up first downs by jumping off sides and things like that. And we want to block kicks, and we want to block punts and score.
Did you talk to Phil Dawson after you got the job here?
Phil was excited, but Phil was excited because I'm going to put a picture of him in my office, you know. I did. I had a conversation with Phil. It was mostly about deer hunting. But, no, we did talk, and, you know, he was excited for me. Obviously, he has great admiration for this city and for this organization. You know, he's a Brown for life, and he's played, obviously, at two other places. But the biggest thing on Phil, you know, was just, hey, go and enjoy it. It's a great fan base, and, you know, it's a great organization to be a part of. And so, you know, wished him well, and same on his part to me, as, you know, again with Andy as well and Dave. That's okay.
There was some thinking when Jabril Peppers came in the league that he could be a dynamic return guy. And it didn't really happen for him last year. But, I mean, do you view him as a guy that can be dynamic in the return game?
I had the pleasure, like I did with Zane, to go to his pro day. I went up there for that specific purpose. I ran the return part of the pro day. And unbelievable day. Worked his butt off for me that day. Saw a lot of potential. Coached him from the front so I could see his eyes. I think he can, you know, improve on a lot of things. The biggest thing with him, no different than Zane, is taking that first year and the lessons you learn, and he had a lot of reps last year like Zane did, so there's things there. The film is going to teach him, you know, to take those lessons to the next phase in his life, which is his second year. All rookies are going to learn things, just like every day. We all learn something, but I think he's got a chance to be a really special returner. I thought he did when I worked him out that day. His college tape was obviously good. The other thing is he's a downhill runner, and if you get the ball in his hands, you know, he can be elusive enough to make people miss. And I look forward to working with him because again, that little bit of relationship I had with him last year at that pro day was really a special moment for me because he's a great kid. You know, I look forward to that part of it.
Pretty good. Tell us about Sam Shade, your assistant, why you brought him aboard.
Well, familiarity. Sam played for me at Alabama. I was there coaching special teams for Coach Stallings, and Sam was a rookie or freshman that played for us. I actually watched a clip the other week. It's ironic. I've had my eye on Sam for really since he got into coaching. And a guy I worked with kind of did some pro days over at Samford and things like that. So I was always kind of, hey, check on Sam for me, see how he's doing. Came in, did a great job on his interview. Has some familiarity with me on how I coach and how I do stuff on the grass. Has great computer skills, which is a big part of who we are nowadays. Can do a task and get it done quickly. Can't say enough good things about him as a player, played in this league. So I think it's always, you know, always beneficial when you can take a former player, watch him grow as a young coach, and then give him an opportunity to get in this league, which is really where all of them want to do, all of them want to get here. But I'm excited about it. I watched a clip the other night before we hired him, and it was a punt return by David Palmer, and he was on that tape. I'm like, I just flipping channels, and he was there. And I'm like, kind of ironic that, you know, we end up being able to get him up here with us, and really excited about it.
One last thing, Bear Bryant's story. What do you still have from him that – he impacted on your career?
Well, I don't next to my mom and dad, who I think about every day that have passed away, I think about Coach Bryant every day. And I get emotional about Coach Bryant because he was very good to me. I grew up 50 miles from that campus. I was going to Florida State. And at the last minute, I decided to go to Alabama. My brother is a lawyer there in Tuscaloosa, and he went to Alabama. My two oldest children have gone to Alabama because of Coach Bryant's scholarship. So it's a non-football thing for me and Coach Bryant. He's educated two of my children through his scholarship fund. And I have two more I hope I can get to them. But every day I teach the way Coach Bryant taught. Even when I was with him the last 6 years of his career, he was still a teacher. I can remember him getting a player named Larry Roberts down on the Crowthers two-man sled at 69 years of age, and trying to show him how to block as a tight end. Larry played for a few years for the 49ers as a tight end, converted defensive lineman. So the teaching aspect of it for me with Coach Bryant, because every day you learn something from him. And that's what we try to do with our players, is try to teach them and make them be something special. And that's what Coach Bryant used to say is, you know, we're going to work you hard during the week, but on Sunday, Saturday in that case in college, we're going to watch you put your breast britches on and go out and play hard. And those are things that I'll always remember about Coach Bryant and just, you know, the person he was.